This is SBS Audio.
Rakyat Australia telah menolak cadangan untuk menubuh suara kaum orang asli ke Parlimen dalam perlembagaan setelah sebilangan majoriti pengundi di kesemua enam negeri dan juga wilayah Northern Territory memilih tidak sebagai undian mereka. Hanya wilayah Persekutuan Australian Capital Territory atau ACT sahaja yang memilih ya. Jelas sekali, sebilangan majoriti rakyat Australia menolak cadangan untuk memberi suara kepada kaum orang asli ke Parlimen. Keputusan untuk menolak cadangan ini, ekoran pemungutan suara rakyat yang pertama diadakan sejak 24 tahun lalu. Di Tasmania, wanita ini menerangkan kenapa beliau memilih tidak.
I've talked to a lot of people and I don't think this should have even been a thing and it's very sad that it can't be just a unified group without having to separate them for their own. I don't think the Aboriginal community want that to happen.
Sentimen wanita ini membayang sentimen segolongan majoriti, bukan setakat di Tasmania, malahan di kesemua negeri-negeri lain serta wilayah Northern Territory. Hanya wilayah Australian Capital Territory, ACT sahaja yang memilih ya. Thomas Mayo yang berkempen untuk meyakinkan pengundi supaya memilih ya, amat kecewa dengan keputusan yang tercapai.
We've put so much work into this, not just in recent times, not just the people in this room, but you know, 70,000 volunteers around the country, Indigenous leadership putting our faith in the Australian people and having a go. Decades of hard work and standing up for our rights as taking a real hit tonight.
Sementara itu, Perdana Menteri Anthony Albanese pasrah dengan keputusan yang dibuat oleh rakyat negara ini. Beliau enggan membuat sebarang cadangan baru setakat bertekad untuk meneruskan perjuangan.
I absolutely respect the decision of the Australian people and the democratic process that has delivered it. When we reflect on everything happening in the world today, we can all give thanks that here in Australia, we make the big decisions peacefully and as equals. There is a new national awareness of these questions. Let us channel that into a new sense of national purpose to find the answers.
Menteri Hal Ehwal Kaum Orang Asli Linda Burney sebak dalam ucapan beliau berjanji untuk terus memperjuangkan hak asasi kaum orang asli di negara ini.
I know the last few months have been tough, but be proud of who you are. Be proud of your identity. Be proud of the 65,000 years of history and culture that you are part of. And your rightful place in this country. We will carry on and we will move forward and we will thrive. This is not the end of reconciliation. And in the months ahead, I will have more to say about our government's renewed commitment to closing the gap.
Dalam pada itu, Ketua Parti Pembangkang Peter Dutton berkata, keputusan tidak adalah yang terbaik untuk Australia.
At all times in this debate, I've levelled my criticism at what I consider to have been a bad idea to divide Australians based on their heritage or the time at which they came to our country. The Coalition, like all Australians, wants to see Indigenous disadvantage addressed. We just disagree on the voice being the solution. And while yes and no voters may hold differences of opinion, these opinions of difference do not diminish our love for our country or our regard for each other.
Manakala Senator yang berketurunan kaum orang asli, Jacinta Nampijimpa Price, mengalu-alukan keputusan tidak ini.
They've said no to division within our constitution along the lines of race. They've said no to the gaslighting, to the bullying, to the manipulation. They've said no to grievance and the push from activists to suggest that we are a racist country when we are absolutely not a racist country.
Teruskan bersama rangkaian SBS Australia termasuk siaran NITV untuk sudut pandangan kaum penduduk asal orang pertama negara ini bagi mendapatkan maklumat lanjut mengenai pemungutan suara rakyat untuk memilih suara kaum orang asli ke parlimen. Juga layari SBS Voice Referendum Portal untuk mendapatkan rencana, video dan podcast dalam lebih 60 bahasa atau melalui penstriman berita terkini serta analisis, rencana dan hiburan menerusi Voice Referendum Hub on SBS On Demand. Rencana ini disediakan oleh Deborah Groek dan Greg Diet untuk berita SBS, diterbitkan oleh Zaini Ahmad untuk SBS Melayu.